Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing pretty fabulous on this beautiful moon day. Now, I want to thank you listeners for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we'll be talking about stress and the importance of pressure in creating a balanced life. Pressure is what changes coal into diamonds. Pressure is what enables you to lift your car with a hydraulic jack. Pressure is what is needed to lift ourselves out of the regressive cycle. Stress is getting a bad rap these days because we don't develop the ability to contain it, and then we become controlled by it. Swami will explain how to use the obligations and responsibilities of the holidays to foster cheer, joy, and goodwill for everyone. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and gain more understanding of your potential. So, Swami, we are nearing this time of the year where there's a lot of hustle and bustle and some holiday stress going on. And how do you recommend we all deal with it?
As joyfully and positively as possible. You know, it really, after a while, you start to see that it's just your attitude, that life is just this very simple mind game. And I think it was Abraham Lincoln said that people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And you know, we buy into a lot of the negativity that we're socialized with, and you know, we adopt these opinions rather than really kind of evaluating, like, how am I creating this stress? How all of a sudden did this become more important than my next breath? And the more accustomed you are to understanding how to prioritize things, understanding the difference between a need and a want, then of course you can make things smaller. And when it's smaller, it's not as emotionally charged. You're not reacting to it. You're not controlled by it. That now it's a choice. And then, of course, I have the option. I can either make a hell out of a heaven or a heaven out of a hell. My choice. You know, I'm in charge of how I think and how I feel about whatever it is that I'm doing.
So when you were saying that we were conditioned, are you saying that because it is the holiday season, you know, when you watch TV, you watch movies, you listen to people, and we're conditioned to have this kind of holiday stress because we're supposed to? You think we're kind of making a mountain out of a molehill?
Well, sure. I mean, it's all built into the expectation. And you know, we have a tendency to mirror what it is that we see. I mean, you look at just other people and you see how they're reacting, how they are, and you listen to the language that we use, you know, just the way we talk about things makes it very negative. Just the simple fact that I'm all stressed out. How many times do you hear somebody say that? You know, it's like, I'm all stressed out. And all of that is just kind of buying into something, accepting something, without really thinking about, you know, well, why am I stressed out? Why am I responding is if I'm in danger, when I'm not in a real life-threatening situation. Mm-hmm. And the more accustomed we are to what I call doing our own thinking, then the less controlled we are mm-hmm. by these adopted opinions about things.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we have like a responsibility to have a proper perspective? You know, I mean, there are people out there that don't even know where their next meal is coming from, and yet they're stressed out because they don't know what they're going to get Billy for Christmas because they drew his name in the company Secret Santa.
Yeah, really. I would have to agree with that, too, that, you know, again, it all comes down to what we call thinking, right? And basically knowing the difference between needs and wants, and oftentimes understanding that how I appear to others is not really as important as prana, air, water, nutritious food. You know, and that's one of the biggest things that we talk about is the average person today really doesn't get out of infantile defense mechanisms. And as infants, we need mom and dad. If somebody out there doesn't like you, you don't make it because you can't fend for yourself. But, you know, here we are, we're in our teens, our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s and 60s, and we're still secretly seeking approval and decision making, something isn't keeping step with our development. And so as a result, you know, I mean, we live in this state of chronic anxiety. And in order to really get out of it, then of course you're going to need something like what we teach here with Kriya Yoga. Because I don't really see much else that will get you out of it successfully.
You reminded me of a story that I had read about this man who goes shopping with his little girl for Christmas, and he doesn't have time to shop because he's so busy, and he'd rather be at work than shopping, and he's going from store to store, can't find a blessed thing for his wife, and then he's starts yelling at the little girl, and she looks up at him and says something to the effect of, "But Daddy, but don't you hear all the bells? The bells are just so beautiful." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" Well, every time they walked in and out of a store, the bells would go off, you know, to notify people that you're in the store. And so she thought that they were like these Christmas bells, but all these Christmas bells are going on. And so then he just started realizing, like, you know, what am I doing? You know, here I am, this is supposed to be the joyous time of the year, and I'm worried about not working or not enjoying my moment, you know, shopping with my daughter. So it took a five-year-old to change his perspective of his whole experience.
Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes, really. I mean, when you start to see the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. But more and more, I think we're, like we said here in the opening, that stress is getting a really bad rap to the extent that we're trying to eliminate it from our lives. And that's really not something that I think you really want to undertake. You know, we're always trying to fix everything from the outside. We want to make the outside world fit our inner subjective state. And the way that we do it in Kriya Yoga is just the opposite. We develop the skills so that we can shape our inner state to fit the demands of the world. And there's a big difference between the two approaches. And to eliminate stress and to eliminate any kind of challenges in the outside world is not optimal. And one of the things that like what we talk about in the opening is that if we're not accustomed to making these adjustments, shaping our inner state to fit the demands of the outside world, then our psychological organs really become underdeveloped. And then, of course, you don't have the ability to make choices. You're actually controlled by influences, which is very frustrating. And so the whole thing is that you don't want to try and get rid of your obligations, your responsibilities. You don't want to try and get rid of all of the things that are really there to motivate us. And also things that the whole concept of the word I would use is accomplishment. You know, there's a whole kind of sense of joy that comes with being able to achieve something, to overcome something, to move beyond a limit. And oftentimes, stress is a great motivator.
And there's countless stories out there where people under extreme amount of stress have performed unbelievable feats and discoveries and things like that. So I agree with you. I think it's healthy to have some stress in your life. But like you say, you're saying that we have to be able to manage it, to control it, not have it control us. So if I start having an anxiety attack or I'm not breathing right, you know, now I know it has consumed me. And it should be the other way around. I guess that's what you're saying, right?
Oh, absolutely. But the thing about it is that these are capabilities that we have to be taught how to develop. Developing willpower, developing your psychological organs. And that's one of the things that you look around and what we don't have. You know, it's simple things like one of the things like we recently were looking into is the whole thing of Wolf's Law. You know, the whole thing of how bone density actually develops, that if you actually stress your bones, that they will grow thicker. But if you do not use them, then, of course, they become thinner. And so the whole thing of being able to use these forces to your advantage so that we do develop our psychological organs, so that we do develop willpower, so that we're able to make intelligent decisions as opposed to being controlled by our feelings.
So if you were to give us some points to help us get through a stressful time period, whether it's the holidays or not, because it's a holiday show, we'll talk about the holidays. So I'm in Walmart, and there's 30 people in line in front of me, and I start getting this panic attack. What's the first thing do I do? Do I change how I think and then work on my breathing, or do my breathing and then change how I think?
Well, I mean, I always try and work from the bottom up or the top down. I mean, you want to change how you think. I mean, the first order of business is you want to recognize that I'm not in danger. I'm not in a real life-threatening situation, but I'm responding as if I'm in danger. I mean, my heart is racing, my hands are sweating, and it's as if a saber-toothed tiger just stepped into the room and is going to devour me. And to be able to unpack that almost immediately by then taking a breath and recognizing that, you know what, I'd be in real trouble if that wasn't there. And to be able to make that distinction between what's imagined and what's real kind of gives you the ability to detach yourself from the emotional response. So that you are more objective, Then, of course, you can turn your mind back on and start using your mental functions, perception, reason, memory, intuition. You know, if I just hang in here for a few more minutes, I'll be back in the car and I'll be on my way home.
All right, we're going to hold that thought and pause to hear a word from our sponsors. So, listeners, we will return in a few moments. And when we do return, we do have some callers out there. So I will open up the phone lines so you can answer, ask questions for Swami so he can answer them for you. So have your questions ready, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody the spirit, you know, to feel connected to the life.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos, a cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos, a practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of it.
Kriya Yoga Mantra and Meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Prayan prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back to the universe.
Private session. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Purna Maria, Purna Meva Vashishate.
Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So at this time, I would like to open up the phone lines. If anybody has a question for Swami, you can ask that at this time. All right, so Swami, when we were talking, there's a story that I had read about, and I think we've talked about this before, about the possum story, and a group of scientists decided to do a study with some possums, and what they did was they took these possums out of their stressful environment, and I guess they normally don't have very long lifespans, and they took them and placed them in a remote area where they had no stress, like they didn't have any predators that would be after them or nothing like that. So they just, you know, lived off the land in this carefree kind of a place with no stress. And then what happened to them, it completely changed how they lived, you know, instead of becoming, you know, instead of becoming fearful or being fearful, they became something so totally different. They became actually fat and lazy because they had no stress. So I think that's really interesting because in the beginning of the program, you were talking about that we need to have stress to be able to get, you know, to get through our lives and make accomplishments and so on and so forth. So I thought that's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the physics of things, you know, where you can't ever gain something, where you don't lose something. And a lot of times in our haste to make things easier for us, there's also another story I like, which is the story of this particular person saw a caterpillar trying to escape or emerge from a chrysalis. And he saw, like, that, you know, he was trying to push through this tiny little opening, and it was struggling. And the person in their, I want to say, sense of wanting to make it easier for this particular being, decided that he was just going to open up that opening a little bit more and cut open the chrysalis. And so what came out was to its surprise, was a creature that had a big body and small wings. And so what sometimes, you know, what the person didn't realize is that nature creates that opening, makes it small, and makes whatever it is that's trying to get through there struggle, because it's that struggle that pushes all the energy from the body back into the wings, and it creates a different entity. And a lot of times, I think, in our haste to try and make things easier, more comfortable, you know, we lose the physics, that you can't ever gain something where you don't lose something. And the importance of stress in development is such an important part for us to actually grow psychologically and spiritually. And that's one of the things that I think is very different about, like, what we do, is we really talk about that there is a difference between surviving and growing. And the whole thing of survival is the law of the fittest. And there is something fierce in life. If you've ever read The Lord of the Flies, it's a very interesting work there that kind of tells us that, you know, that there is something cruel within us. And it's really not until we develop ourselves physically and mentally are we able to rise above that. Otherwise, for the most part, we're in that realm, and you really want to be able to manage the stress, because, like we said, that's what gives us the ability to lift ourselves out of duality.
It's also kind of like that saying, like, what doesn't hurt you makes you stronger. It makes us stronger, right? And then, you know, I guess you could apply that on all different levels, physical, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, you know, whatever the case may be. But my question to you is, this is kind of similar to what I had asked back in our Thanksgiving program when I said, geez, you know, we should have this attitude of Thanksgiving all year long. And here, you know, in our summary of the show, we had said that how to use our obligations and responsibilities of the holidays to foster cheer, joy, and goodwill for everyone. So I think sometimes we just have to step aside and just embrace the season. I mean, what do you think about that? But we want to foster these feelings, not just the holiday season, but all year round.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's like what we say. I mean, when you are accustomed to using what you need, your number one need as your peak experience that's associated with your peak experience feeling, then as long as you have what you need, you do have this feeling of joy. I mean, that's the attitude that comes with the connection to spirit. That's the true spirit of the holidays. And, you know, we try and get that with beer and wine. And, of course, it comes up way short of the mark, because it's really the life force that's the only thing that will bring you or give you this eternal happiness.
And then we should be able to experience this feeling of, you know, peace on earth, because we can create that. We don't have to wait for it to happen, and we don't have to wait for it to happen once a year. That's something that we can accomplish every day once we come to the realization that, what is it that I really need? What is it do I really desire?
Right, and that's the Chinese proverb, right? When there's light in the soul, I think the thing that you really have to look at is what does that look like when I'm doing it? You know, then there's beauty in the person, harmony in the home, honor in the nation, peace in the world. You know, because your connection to this life force, when you, what we call pray on prana, there's a calmness, there's a stillness, there's a confidence that you can't get with anything that is visible and tangible.
You know, what's interesting is when I was a Reiki teacher and a Reiki practitioner, we were always taught that if you want to go out in the world, and even the massage school too, actually the same type of philosophy, if you want to be a healer, you really have to start with yourself first. You have to heal what's in yourself, because then how do you know what that is like? It really has to come from you, and then you bring forth this energy to others. Well, wouldn't that be kind of the same thing what we're just talking about? You know, if we want to have peace on in the world, we had to have peace inside, and just, you know, like that saying, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, one of the things we always say is the origins of the word to heal is to be whole. Mm-hmm. And of course, the only way that the individual can be a whole person is to rebirth their bodies in this indivisible, unified resource, this void, this nothingness, concept of God. And so you can see how as you start to unpack all of this and you start to look at it and you see the relativity, that most of these disciplines, they're all basically doing and saying the same thing.
Well, I know I'm going to do my best to have it come from myself to foster that cheer, that joy, and that goodwill, and really look for it for myself. So maybe that's something, an exercise I'm going to try to work with and make sure I find that joy and find that connection so I can bring that to others.
Right, and that, to me, that's how your Kriya Yoga should begin, skillful use of thought. Am I thinking right? Well, what's thinking right? Am I using what I need to produce the feeling I'm happy? You know, because when you're connected to something that's pure, it's powerful, it's sacred, and it isn't going anywhere, then you can undertake real-life circumstances and situations with what was called God's help. And one of the things that makes it so beneficial is that you don't negate them, you just make them smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a need, it's a want. If you don't get what you need, you die. If you don't get what you want, try tomorrow. You're not in danger. No stress.
Great advice. So in closing, I would invite your listeners out there to visit our website. You can follow us on Pinterest and Twitter and Facebook also. Also available to your listeners are the online classes you can access through the website, www.ipdtransform.com. Just click on the link for the online classes. It will direct you to Powwow, and from there you can make your selection. But do keep those comments, questions, and curiosities coming, because Swami does enjoy hearing from you. And be sure to tune in next week. I believe we are going to have a show in remembrance of Pearl Harbor, I think, is what our plan is going to be. So, Swami, any final thoughts about our program today or next week?
Well, I wish everybody joyful and happy holidays. And, yes, next week we'll talk a little bit about history. The one thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. So, with that, I wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton along with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.